Chris Broussard says this isn't about Denver. It's about power, control, and the most dangerous move of LeBron's career.
Broussard, Brew, thank you for joining the herd. We have football this week. There's a Hall of Fame game. There's top 10 lists. There's football. But then because it's LeBron and basketball, it finds a way. It finds a way into the headlines. What do you make of Nikola Jokic's agent being on a yacht in France with LeBron and Maverick Carter saying summer of 2025, perfect time to come up with big plans for fall of 2026? Like, the picture is nothing. The caption is something. What is it to you?
Right.
Let's rewind to when this photo first surfaced. Social media exploded with theories about LeBron potentially joining forces with the reigning MVP. Lakers fans panicked, thinking their king was already plotting his exit. Nuggets fans started dreaming about an unstoppable duo that would dominate for years to come. The timing couldn't have been more perfect for speculation. We're in the dead period of the NBA calendar, that quiet July-August stretch where any news becomes major headlines. LeBron knows this better than anyone. He's a master at controlling the narrative, dropping breadcrumbs that send the media into a frenzy. But here's where it gets interesting. The photo wasn't just some casual vacation. Snap. This was strategic. The caption mentioning 2026 wasn't random. That's exactly when LeBron becomes a free agent again. The yacht meeting wasn't some coincidence either. These are calculated moves by the most media-savvy athlete of our generation. What fans didn't realize is that they were looking at the photo all wrong. They were thinking small, about team changes, about player movement. They weren't thinking about the bigger picture, the nuclear option that could reshape professional basketball forever. Enter Chris Broussard. When the herd brought him on to discuss the LeBron Jokic speculation, nobody expected what came next. Instead of the typical will he or won't he join Denver analysis, Broussard dropped a bombshell that sent shockwaves through the basketball world. I think this was more about LeBron's best friend and business partner Maverick Carter starting this international league that presumably is going to try to compete with the NBA, Broussard revealed. And Jokic's agent has a ton of European players. So I think it was more about how they can work together and join forces for that league. Did you catch that? Not a trade. Not tampering. A rival league. A direct competitor to the NBA. The league that made LeBron everything he is today might soon face its greatest threat. From the king himself, that Broussard's explanation suddenly made everything click. This wasn't about LeBron chasing another championship. This was about LeBron building an empire. Think about it. Jokic's agent represents a goldmine of European talent. These are players who might be tired of the NBA's restrictions, who might want more money, more freedom, more control over their careers. The caption, "Big plans for fall of 2026, takes on a completely different meaning now. That's not when LeBron joins Denver. That's when LeBron launches his war against the NBA.
Forces with Jokic. I don't see that at all. Now, what is possible, he mentions, you know, fall of 2026. That is when LeBron will be a free agent. If he wanted to go play with Jokic on the veterans minimum or maybe the mid-level exception, whatever they could offer him, then I guess that's possible. LeBron does like playing with high IQ players. He obviously has tons of respect for Jokic's game. So he could go have fun with that. I don't see that happening. But I think this was more about, remember, LeBron's best friend and business partner, Maverick Carter, is starting this international league that presumably is going to try to compete with the NBA. And Jokic's agent has a ton of European players, as you might imagine. So I think it was more so about how they can work together and join forces for that league and what players might be able to play for it and so on and so forth, than about LeBron teaming up with Jokic. As delicious as that would be, I don't see it happening.
Here's what makes this betrayal so shocking. The NBA has bent over backwards for LeBron James like no player in history. They've catered to his every whim, accommodated his demands, and watched as he turned their league into his personal playground. Remember the decision? The league should have punished him for that circus, but instead they embraced the drama. Remember when he formed the Miami Heat super team? The NBA could have stepped in with tampering charges, but they let it slide because it generated ratings. The Lakers, one of the most storied franchises in basketball history, literally debased themselves for this man. They traded away their future, destroyed team chemistry, and made questionable personnel decisions, all to keep LeBron happy. The organization that once stood for excellence and tradition became, as one analyst put it, a clown show accommodating LeBron's demands. And the final insult? They drafted Bronny James. Let's be honest, this was an absolute sham. The kid wasn't ready for the NBA, but the Lakers used a draft pick on him anyway because Daddy demanded it. They prioritized keeping LeBron happy over basketball excellence. Now imagine being Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, realizing that the player you've given everything to is plotting to destroy your league. The player who's been the face of your product, who's generated billions in revenue, is now preparing to become your biggest threat. But some people weren't surprised by this betrayal. Stephen A. Smith had been warning about this for months. On ESPN's First Take, he essentially predicted that NBA owners would shut LeBron out of ownership opportunities because they don't trust him. A lot of the owners don't like him for some of the antics and moves that he pulled off, especially with this player empowerment, Smith explained. The owners saw through LeBron's act long before the fans did that LeBron has been dreaming of owning the Las Vegas expansion team. He's talked openly about it, positioned himself for it, probably assumed it was his for the taking. But here's the reality check. NBA ownership isn't just about having money. It's about trust, loyalty, and proving. You won't compete against the league. The numbers are staggering too. Recent team sales have skyrocketed values across the board. The Lakers are reportedly worth $10 billion now. The Celtics sold a portion of their franchise for $6 billion. Entry into NBA ownership is going to cost billions upon billions, and the owners might not even want LeBron in their exclusive club. Oh, what does LeBron do when faced with rejection? He doesn't take no for an answer. Instead of accepting that he might not be welcome in the NBA ownership circle, he decides to build his own league. If they won't let him join them, he'll compete against them. Here's where the yacht meeting becomes absolutely brilliant and absolutely terrifying for the NBA. Jokic's agent doesn't just represent the reigning MVP. He's plugged into the entire European basketball ecosystem, managing some of the most talented international players in the world. Think about the implications. The NBA has spent decades building their global brand, expanding into European markets, developing relationships with international players. Now LeBron and Maverick Carter are potentially creating a pipeline to poach that exact talent, European. Players have complaints about the NBA, the travel, the culture differences, being away from family for most of the year. A rival league based internationally, with European-friendly schedules and rules, could be incredibly appealing. Add LeBron's star power and Maverick's business acumen, and you've got a legitimate threat to the NBA's global dominance. The timing of 2026 makes perfect sense too. That's when LeBron's current contract expires, when he'll be free to make this move without breach of contract issues. It gives them time to plan, recruit players, secure financing, and build infrastructure. But here's what's really scary for the NBA. This isn't just about stealing current players. It's about creating an alternative path for future talent. Why go through the NBA draft system when you could join LeBron's league with potentially better contracts, more freedom, and global exposure? Let's be real about what we're witnessing. Here, this is LeBron James' ultimate power play. For years, he's pushed the boundaries of player empowerment. He's forced trades, influenced personnel decisions, and basically operated as a player-GM-coach hybrid. But this takes it to another level entirely. Chris Broussard was right when he said they were trolling with that yacht photo. LeBron knows exactly what he's doing. He's sending a message to Adam Silver, to NBA owners, to everyone who thought they could control the king. The message is simple. You need me more than I need you. And you know what? He might be right. LeBron's global brand transcends the NBA. His social media following, his business empire, his cultural influence. None of that depends on the league that made him famous. He could potentially take that star power and use it to legitimize a competitor. The non-compete aspect is particularly interesting. Most employees have non-compete clauses preventing them from working for competitors. But LeBron? There's no such restriction. The NBA has been so focused on keeping him happy that they never protected themselves from this exact scenario. Lakers fans should be absolutely furious right now. They've watched their franchise sacrifice everything for this man, and he's potentially planning his exit strategy to compete against the league they love. They traded away young talent, made questionable signings, and endured years of drama, all for a player who might be planning the ultimate betrayal. What we witnessed in that yacht photo wasn't just a casual business meeting. It was potentially the first shot fired in a war that could change professional basketball forever. LeBron James, the player who the NBA elevated to royalty status, might be preparing to burn down the kingdom. Think about the ramifications. If LeBron successfully launches a rival league with major European talent, it forces the NBA to respond. They might have to change their entire business model, increase players' salaries, modify rules, or risk losing talent to the competition. The most shocking part, LeBron built his entire brand on loyalty. Loyalty to Cleveland, loyalty to his teammates, loyalty to the game. But when it comes to the league that made him a global icon, that loyalty apparently has its limits. Chris Broussard's revelation opened our eyes to something we should have seen coming. LeBron James has never been content with just being the best player. He wants to control everything. And if the NBA won't let him control their league, he'll create his own. The question now isn't whether LeBron will leave the Lakers. The question is whether he's planning to leave the NBA entirely and take half the basketball world with him. What do you think? Is LeBron planning the ultimate betrayal? Or is this just another case of overblown speculation? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more shocking NBA revelations that you won't hear anywhere else. The basketball world is about to get very interesting, and you won't want to miss what happens next.